Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 7th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. FCA proposes rules to maintain access to cash. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has recommended additional rules to maintain access to cash for personal and business customers across the UK. UK regulators propose oversight for financial third parties. The Bank of England, Prudential Regulation Authority and Financial Conduct Authority have proposed measures to oversee third-party services. PwC partners with Engine by Starling. PwC has unveiled a strategic partnership with Engine by Starling, the software as a service, SaaS, arm of Starling Bank, the UK digital bank. MasterCard partners with Brim Financial. MasterCard has announced its partnership with Brim Financial in order to optimize and modernize credit card infrastructure for customers and clients in the US. Fintech OS updates its fintech enablement platform. UK-based Fintech OS has updated its platform with the goal of simplifying how banks, credit unions, and insurers handle financial products. Pigeon partners with Modern Banking Systems. Pigeon has partnered with core bank processing solution provider Modern Banking Systems in order to enable real-time payments for community banks in the US. First Atlantic Commerce, MasterCard partner for financial inclusion. Global card issuer and tech company in the payments industry, MasterCard has recently partnered with online payment gateway and fraud management solution provider, First Atlantic Commerce, FAC, to boost financial inclusion across Central America and the Caribbean. Paymerang launches receivables automation. Invoice and payment automation platform Paymerang has expanded its product suite by including receivables automation. BridgerPay launches omni-channel payment operations platform. Cyprus-based BridgerPay has launched its omni-channel payment operations platform to provide flexible and simplified business payment processes. Citi upgrades its payment suite with Icon Solutions investment. US-based Citi Treasury and Trade Solutions, TTS, a branch within Citi, has made an investment in fintech provider of paytech and consultancy services Icon Solutions. Currency Cloud partners with BriskPay. Currency Cloud has announced its partnership with BriskPay in order to provide India-based micro and small businesses with multiple cross-border payment options. Airwallex enhances onboarding with generative AI. Global payments and financial platform for businesses Airwallex has implemented generative artificial intelligence, AI, to improve customer onboarding. One Cosmos integrates its Block ID platform with Amazon Cognito. US-based authentication company One Cosmos has announced the successful integration of its Block ID platform with Amazon Cognito. IDEX Biometrics partners with Toppin Gravity. Norway-based card manufacturer IDEX Biometrics has partnered with Toppin Gravity to launch biometric cards with IDEX Pay fingerprint authentication. Dark clouds gather over European payments firms. The pain faced by fintechs in the payment space is expected to continue throughout 2024. According to an analysis by Jefferies. Cash usage grows for first time in a decade. Cash usage in the UK has grown for the first time in a decade as consumers shy away from overspending on plastic payment cards during the ongoing cost of living crisis. Samsung pushes mobile wallet take-up with MasterCard partnership. Samsung is joining MasterCard's new Wallet Express program, making it easier for banks and card issuers in the UK to offer their customers the electronic giant's own multifaceted mobile wallet offering. Citi invests in Icon Solutions. British payments technology outfit Icon Solutions has secured an equity investment from US banking giant Citi. Terms were not disclosed. Combank and Vodafone share real-time intelligence on SMS scams. Commonwealth Bank of Australia is collaborating with Vodafone to share SMS scam intelligence in near real-time, allowing the telco to identify and disrupt scammers while the bank makes proactive blocks on fraudulent payments. Scalable Capital closes on $60 million equity financing round. Digital wealth management platform and online broker Scalable Capital has sealed a $60 million equity financing round. UK financial regulators to assume direct oversight of critical technology suppliers. British banking regulators have proposed further checks on financial firms' reliance on third-party technology companies. Diamond blasts Bitcoin. JP Morgan chief Jamie Dimon is continuing his anti-Bitcoin tirade, telling senators on Capitol Hill that if he was in charge of government he would shut the industry down. FinTech Scotland open Financial Regulation Innovation Lab. FinTech Scotland proudly announces the launch of the Financial Regulation Innovation Lab, FRIL, a dynamic initiative set to revolutionize and shape the future regulatory landscapes in the UK and around the globe. Cytora integrates Vespia AML and KYB compliance. Cytora, the leading digital risk processing platform, and Vespia, a provider of compliance data, is proud to announce Vespia's AI-powered risk analytics are now being used to enhance the underwriting process seamlessly within Cytora's digital risk processing platform, providing commercial insurance underwriters with deeper insights into business risks associated with AML and sanctions. RBC fined $7.5 million over AML violations. FinTrack announced today that it has imposed an administrative monetary penalty on the Royal Bank of Canada, RBC. PayQuicker launches exclusive deals and offers. PayQuicker has announced the official launch of its deals and offers program for all account holders in the U.S. Singapore and China expand financial cooperation. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, has announced additional digital finance and capital markets proposals to expand its financial cooperation with China. IDB Invest and IFC unveil Amazon Finance Network. US-based IDB Invest has partnered with IFC to launch the Amazon Finance Network in a bid to drive sustainable development in the Amazon region. Alchemy Technology partners with Quantic Bank. Alchemy Technology has collaborated with Quantic Bank in order to launch the Alchemy Digital Banking Platform for an improved user experience and wider partner network. Moody's launches Moody's Research Assistant. Global integrated risk assessment company Moody's Analytics has launched Moody's Research Assistant, a search and analytical tool supported by artificial intelligence. Mine raises $30 million MLN in Series B funding. Mine, a company activating in the data privacy market, has raised $30 million in a Series B funding round co-led by Battery Ventures and PayPal Ventures. CBA and Vodafone announce new scam intelligence sharing. Commonwealth Bank, CBA, and Vodafone have announced a new intelligence sharing pilot designed to help protect customers from rising SMS scams. Taurus expands in Germany. Switzerland-based digital asset infrastructure provider Taurus has expanded in Germany in order to continue its international growth and technology development. Flutterwave secures 13 new money transmission licenses in the US. Flutterwave, Africa's leading payments technology company, has announced its acquisition of money transfer licenses for 13 US states to enable faster, more affordable, and secure transfer of money from the United States to Africa and back. Scalable Capital closes on $60 million equity financing round. Digital wealth management platform and online broker Scalable Capital has sealed a $60 million equity financing round. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.